Despite the sluggish economy, auto sales have been booming as customers rush to take advantage of 0% financing. But one group of drivers isn't even tempted. These motorists drive old cars, quirky cars that baffle mechanics and are hard to find parts for. NPR's Kathleen Chalk has this report on a group of drivers who have taken product loyalty to a new level.
They come every year to this house outside of Washington, D.C., maneuver their big loaf-shaped vehicles into the driveway and line them up in the street out front. For some of the guests, these Volkswagen Vanagons are more than transportation. They're a way of life. Rick Kohler arrives early.
I'm a proud owner of four Vanagons. So I am quite obsessed, as a lot of the people are that come to this gathering once a year.
Vanagons arrived in the 1980s, brawny descendants of the hippie-era microbus. Volkswagen stopped exporting them more than a decade ago. They're solidly built and hold a ton of kids and luggage. That's why we have one. That and the fact that we had no clue what we were getting into.
You just take the wheel off, you pop this, this drops down, that flips up. There's a bolt here.
Yeah, and it just lowers out.
And it just lowers out.
Oh, okay.
Tom Forhan, the host of this annual Vanagon party, is squatting next to the wheel of his silver four-wheel drive camper Vanagon, demonstrating how he installed his new shocks. This could turn out to be vital information. You see, when these cars break down, you can't just take them to a local mechanic or even a Volkswagen dealer. Some smirk, some act sheepish. They may mutter something about not having the right tools. Or worse, they may attempt a repair without actually knowing what they are doing. Your Vanagon may never recover. I know a Vanagon owner who was left bereft and nearly penniless. Luckily, there are the Vanagon people who gather at parties like these and keep in constant contact over the internet. Tom Carrington is the group's web guru.
When one person sends a message to the list, it actually gets distributed to over 1,000 other people. And then there's a whole bunch of people that read the email messages from the website as well.
The messages describe a host of ailments familiar to Vanagon owners, from the dreaded blown head gasket crisis to the ubiquitous mysterious blinking dashboard lights. Stranger woes are listed as well. Door locks that continuously pop up and down, unnerving bucking behavior on the highway, chattering clutches, gurgling sounds, coolant gushing geyser-like out the back, you name it. Pat Barrick uses the listserv all the time.
If I have trouble, I say, help, help, I've got air in my coolant system, what do I do? And the people come back with all sorts of suggestions.
In fact, there seems to be no limit to what Vanagon owners will do to help one another. They call one another when they get stranded in strange cities and share their driveways and homes with hapless owners of crippled Vanagons. Once, Tom Forhan needed to dismantle an entire Vanagon before police towed it away. He put the word out on the internet. His wife made a pot of chili. And the Vanagon people came, 12 of them, almost all of them complete strangers.
They came from Baltimore, came from West Virginia. Guy from Baltimore, his Vanagon had a bashed-in right-hand door, so I gave him the door off this Vanagon.
But basically, they volunteered to work all day in the cold for free. Vanagon owners even publish their names, addresses, and phone numbers in booklets, as Pat Barrick explains.
There's a group called Limbo, Late Model Bus Organization International. That's for the water-cooled people, my generation of Vanagons. And then there's NITO for the air-cooled Volkswagen, and it's whether they're vans or cars, whatever. And both those groups put out a booklet together of people that you can stop in and ask help if you break down on the road.
Clearly, says Tom Forhan, this sort of thing is not for everyone.
It helps to be a little demented.
Your friends and family and other non-Vanagon people will definitely think that you are. They may even grow impatient and suggest that you really ought to get a more practical, reliable vehicle. And I won't lie to you. Just recently, as my family waited on a lonely stretch of highway, we considered asking the tow truck driver to just take the thing away. But hey, it actually turned out to be a fairly minor problem, really. And that Vanagon's been on its best behavior ever since. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.